November has been the month for remembrance, an expression of our compassion for all those who have died or suffered in the service of the country. People of all ages have participated in acts of remembrance across the Southwest. Personally, I had the great privilege of directing the Remembrance Festival here at the Plymouth Pavilions and parading with our wonderful City of Plymouth Pipe Band at Ivy Bridge for a moving whole community act of remembrance on Remembrance Day. Despite all that we should have learned, death and suffering caused by wars, large and small, continue to blight our lives. Now, apart from war, many people, irrespective of age, continue to suffer pain through acts of discrimination, bigotry, hatred, bullying, jealousy, family feuds, and exploitation. On going about our daily lives, we all have the ability to reduce this suffering in the way we treat our fellow human beings, and also through acts of kindness and charity. As we now move forward in December to the joy and peace of Christmas, please pause to think how wonderful if we could all adopt peace and reconciliation as our personal watchword.